Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Sans Pants Radio.
Australia's most family-friendly podcast network.
BigSoftTitty.png.
Hey, Tom.
Hello, Demi.
What's going on?
Oh, not much.
Okay.
Okay, great. Well, now to sit in silence with each other right. For the rest of the day. Oh, this sucks. Demi, can we tell the podcast listeners about the ring?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm buying Demi a ring out of the joint account because I'm savvy with my money. No, I'm not. But we went to this ring. What do you call them? Jewelry maker. Norm, chill out. Where do you have to be?
It's you don't have business elsewhere.
He's going into the next room. Like we think. Like we're gonna think. Like oh, I guess he has a meeting.
He's got stuff over there. Oh, he's going to work. I think.
Oh, that's good. He's not gonna miss any calls.
It's so annoying that he's like, oh, I'm gonna run to the next room. Because I need to be in the next room. And it's just a feeling. He doesn't have obligations.
He's always just going on vibe. And it's really upsetting because we also know exactly where all his things are.
Yeah. Like, well, I mean, sometimes
apart from the toys he pushes under.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He pushes under shit and also like just brings them into our bedroom cutely, which is so frustrating because it's so cute.
That is really cute. Anyway, we getting this ring made and we went into the jewelry maker, whatever the fuck you call them. I assume jewelry maker.
Jeweler?
Jeweler? Yeah, jeweler? That's right.
Sounds like they want to fight.
Oh. Mm. Interesting.
Is it?
No. we went there and the lady was like, okay, cool, what do you want? She said it like that,
She said that. She said, okay, cool, what do you want?
Okay, cool, what do you want? And I was like,
okay. And then she hit me.
And thank you. Thank you. She was out of line. Thank you. She was hysterical. She was out of line. Thank you for doing that.
I whimpered and curled up.
Anyway, then I got a beating, of course. It was my turn.
Oh, yes.
After that was done.
Yeah.
Her attention turned back to Demi.
Oh, yeah. Back to me. I was already on the floor, but she did. You know, have you ever seen a curl bug when they curl up like that? I was that. But imagine hitting one on the side.
Yeah.
On the side of its curl. That was what she did. Mm. And whimpering away.
Yep.
I was bleeding.
Demi was in the fetal position. Yeah. And the feet. Well, they were positioned into Demi very fast over and over again.
Yeah, I was in the feet position and then she continued beating me for, quote, making a mess. And that was my blood on the floor. dirty girl.
So we went in there and apparently like a good way to design a ring because we wanted like just some lab grown diamonds spaced out.
Lab-grown? We're about to have a big dog.
Oh, now what does that mean?
Think about it.
Now, yeah, I guess we want a lab-grown diamond. So it's really just taking those two words.
Lab-grown. Big dog. Lab-grown. That would sound like this. Lab.
Lab grown. Ooh, that's not something I want to hear while I'm working in there late at night. I might receive a seasonal fright.
Might be the best thing you've ever said.
Yeah, between that and the Mark Wahlberg thing, I'm on a real hot streak. Yeah. It's only taken me 33 years of warm up. So we go in there and she beats the shit out of us.
Fuck out of us.
No way I could say. I got a few licks in on Demi. Yeah. Because yeah, I was like, well, I'm joining the winning sore. Side.
Yeah.
So I started kicking Demi while she was down.
Yeah, and I was still sort of curled up, whimpering at that point.
And of course, when the attention turned to me, you kind of battered weakly at me to try and join the winning side as well.
It didn't make any sense though, because I was just on the floor. I could barely reach, you know. No. I was slippery with my blood and mucus. So didn't work. You were still on your feet, so you got to skip out of the way.
Yeah, I was parrying and dodging and so on.
I hate when you parry.
Anyway, we got a text from
when you dodge.
We got a text from the jewelers saying like, hey, what do you think about this? Is this good?
That was really confident the way that you said the word jewelers then, even though I know that you were shaking in your boots trying to think of whether it sounded normal.
It really sounds messed up to me.
Jeweler.
Because the lady was like,
now he's stumbling. Now he's not confident.
Oh, yeah. I have this weird thing where when someone lets me know that they're listening to every word and analyzing whether I'm saying it wrong, that it makes me a little self-conscious.
What?
Oh, that does that? I guess I should not
Maybe I won't do it.
Wink.
Maybe.
The best way to fucking decide where the diamonds are going to be on this stupid ring that sucks, by the way.
Yeah.
And I don't even want it. Is by taking a permanent marker. Is by taking a permanent marker and just making little marks on a prop ring. I don't know what else to call it.
I guess, yeah, just
but
like
just a. Regular ring, like
just
a placeholder
ring. Where they're
ring.
Like, what do you think about
a ring
this
size
fucking
ring.
Shape or whatever?
Yeah, and then making marks there. And we got this text of what are you doing?
My tongue was uncomfortable in my mouth, so I gave it a wiggle outside of my mouth to, don't worry about it, just tell your fucking story.
He was staring directly at me and just going,
well, without
silently.
The sound, yeah. My tongue is too big.
You don't want to start thinking about how your tongue is. That's one of the things that you can't stop
doing. Don't touch
me,
Norm. Don't get up here.
Anyway, we get the text. It does not look, I would say, anything like the ring that we specifically laid out.
You didn't explain like the way that they do it.
Yeah, I wonder why.
So Tom, it was really sweet. Tom like had an idea of like how he wanted the diamonds to be placed on my ring. He said in a chaotic way, which I don't understand how that denotes my life.
Just kind of a scatter. Like it doesn't, not in a line, but at random marks in close to each other, but looking like they're just randomly scattered.
And I wasn't really paying attention because I was hurt. I was all rolled up.
Yeah, through the respawner countdown, Demi could vaguely make out me describing what I wanted, which was also... For one of my blows to land on this incredible woman, this beautiful combattant.
Anyway, we got like a picture of the rendering of the ring.
Yeah, it is three rocks in a line.
Yeah,
and I was like, oh, this actually isn't quite in keeping with what we had, and I was kind of a bit thrown. Anyway, I asked him like, do you have the thing that we made marks on to reference?
Oh yeah, because Tom like physically drew on this ring like these are where the diamonds should be.
Yeah, with a permanent marker.
Yeah.
Anyway, he texted me back with, I accidentally rubbed the marks off, and then three facepalm emojis. Want to come in and show me again? Sorry.
Yeah, that's really funny from a professional guy.
Yeah. Professional jeweler just seeing this thing, a ring with a permanent mark, three permanent marker like marks on it, and be like, ugh. Much better.
Much better. A clean ring.
Now it's like how I wanted it to be.
I'll be putting them where I want.
He will. He really will.
He truly will.
He truly will. And I don't like it, but you know what? I guess he knows best.
Yeah. Ugh. Anyway. Really good story and confident use of the word jeweler, Tom.
Oh. Oh, Demi's all warmed up for her little appearance on Question Everything that isn't even freaking...
Okay.
Okay. Yeah,
it's not filmed.
Are you getting ready? That's what you're doing today.
Yeah, I'm going to do this fake TV taping thing, which I don't know whether I'm supposed to say, but oh well.
I truly don't think it's a...
Oh, sorry. I got bored because you were talking.
I am going to divorce you.
Don't!
I'm going to do it.
But I'm really excited to get married.
Yeah, no, you'll still get that.
Oh,
and then you'll actually you'll be able to get married to anyone else.
Oh, well...
A girl like you. A beautiful lady like you. You could have anyone.
But you're still gonna...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No, yeah, I've had enough.
Our wedding's gonna be great. I'm gonna hire... did I tell you? I'm gonna hire competing clowns.
Yeah, that's... So do you want me to pick out my clown and you to pick out your clown?
Ooh, that's a good idea. That wasn't what it was going to be. I just wanted to watch the clowns fight. But yes, I think we should each have a clown. And I'm going to be picking you. You're going to be my clown. And then you have to pick a different clown to fight you.
Well, if I had to think of one clown that could match me.
Ooh.
Damn me.
It's not an STD. This is something, when me and Tom got together, people started calling me a clown as well.
Yes.
And it's not fair because I'm not. I didn't get yelled at by a Frenchman.
And also, we haven't had sex.
No.
We don't know how. God, we've tried, but we kind of just, you know when you're playing a game
in separate rooms?
Yeah.
I go into the next room and then say, are you wiggling? Tom says yes.
I usually am too.
Do you sometimes lie?
Sometimes I'm all worn out.
What?
From a day of wiggling.
Practicing.
Yeah. So when, I'll just say
when
that
we make love.
I can't wait to make love.
You put him thing in my flower.
Oh,
what? What are you? What?
I was just checking how much time had gone because I wanted to know if it was time to do a segment.
No.
Oh,
my ass hurts. Did I say this already?
Not on the podcast, but yes, you've said it three times so far today.
Okay. My ass muscles hurt.
That's all right.
No. No.
I felt very smart yesterday because you were coming down with some of your maladies.
I have my maladies.
You were like, oh, fuck, my stomach just feels crazy. This sucks. And Tom was
taking care of me. He was doing nurse.
Yeah. And you were just like, oh, God, this sucks. I don't know what is up. And I was like, what kind of pain is it? Is it like a sharp pain? And you're like, no, it's like a low pain. And I was like, so it's like a cramp? And you're like, yeah. And I was like, well, you know how you're on your period?
And I was like, oh my God. All day I'd been like, what's happening? Like so weepy and annoyed and didn't know what was up. I was like, why on earth is this happening to me?
You were so on your period that I felt sexist for thinking to myself, I think I knew you were on your period.
Yeah.
But I was like, I guess. I
can't bring this up because she hasn't said anything because I'm too stupid to remember. Sometimes it makes you feel bad.
Yeah, you said I didn't remember that I was on it because I haven't been going to the bathroom all day.
Yeah, because I think I wasn't drinking enough liquid because I was annoyed and like sick.
Yeah.
Quote sick.
Oh, also I got a message back because I told the guy that I'm going to go to the jewelers on like Friday. And he has replied with, okay, cool. Made you the all good.
What?
I think he designs better than he texts, but I don't know what's going on.
He was using some wild emojis as well because he used the face palm one and then just like a weird question mark.
He used one that has not carried over. So I think maybe that's me being like on using like an old version of iMessage or something, or maybe he wouldn't have sent a Bitmoji. And can we stop yawning directly into the microphone?
Maybe if you were more interesting.
Oh!
Do you want to do a segment?
Yeah, I would love to.
Do you want it to be me?
Oh my God. What? I just looked up the
emoji
that he's used.
Okay.
That's for it's three facepalm emojis in a row when he talks about rubbing the marks off of that ring.
Oh my God.
And then it's
It's the
big-eyed emoji. It's like the
a teary smiling like I'm trying to get through this without crying face.
Yeah.
It's like a smiling like and then what do these eyebrows denote? Like
I don't know, but they're like an upturned eyebrow.
Kind of apologetic with tears in the eyes. That is so funny.
It's like a smiling version of the can I have this?
Oh, yeah, with the two fingers touching each other.
Emoji,
but
yeah.
But it's smiling. Oh, that's really funny.
He also said, any day that suits, what time, because I initially said I was going to come in tomorrow, what time TMZ?
And then
a laughing emoji and a big, like, colon and capital D emoji.
Crying laughing emoji. What time TMZ? Crying laughing.
Yeah.
This guy's really enjoying himself, huh?
Okay, cool. Made you the...
All good. Made you the...
I'm just going to reply.
What did you make me the?
Hey, man. Made me the what?
Oh, no. This is not, I don't think this is, Tom, it's bad content to just hear you tip tapping.
Oh, okay.
All done?
All done. All done, my text.
All done, Tom's text.
Demi, it's time for a segment.
Is it my segment or yours?
Can I do mine?
Fine. I want to do mine, though.
Okay, let's do yours.
No. Okay. Head got stuck.
A little stinker. Okay, it's time for another edition of Head Got Stuck.
Someone glued their head to the Girl with a Pearl Earring painting.
Oh, shit, yeah. Because they've been all these...
clearly fake demonstrations. Like,
yeah.
Like,
well, not faked, but like...
I.
What do you mean faked?
I think...
Are you saying like false flags?
I think they're so stupid and annoying... That it's like fucking Republicans paying teens or whatever. Like, this is full conspiracy theory and it's not, it's like not true, but
yeah.
The blatant stupidness of the like activism makes me think that it's like, it's conspiracy shit, you know?
Gotcha.
Because it's not doing anything.
Because you don't like it and you're also on the side of the,
yeah. And I think
of whatever they're protesting.
I think it's cool to do oil.
Mm.
I think it's cool to do oil.
I like climate change.
Mm.
God damn. I just remembered. I'm going to say Zach Zucker's joke on this podcast. Okay. he had a joke in his show, which really made me laugh a lot. This last Edinburgh, which is just, it was saying, oh, everything's gone crazy. So much stuff is wrong with the world. All these politics, climate change. Oh, I hate climate change. I want climate same.
Fucking idiot. Really? That's so funny.
He would take one hand down across his face while he said it. Stupid piece of shit.
Stupid. I fucking hate him. I'm going to kill him.
So is this...
This is an active threat against Zach Zucker.
No, it's not. This is part of those like...
They just
protests that are like people throwing spaghetti at Monet's fucking water lilies or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just like it's fucking art and they're like, oh, you think this thing is beautiful? Well, we're going to ruin it like you're ruining the world. But it's like they're not actually ruining the art. Like,
I think that's part of it is like they're being very safe.
Yeah.
Really
what?
Weird.
What have you, what?
I just what got a message that I have an appointment somewhere tomorrow or something.
Great.
No idea what that's about.
Really cool. And good for the podcast too.
Oh, good. actually.
What?
It's going to be...
Is it your nuts?
No. Oh. That's like tomorrow. This is...
Tom's getting his nuts cut off.
Finally. They've troubled me enough. Yeah. No prenup, but I will be getting my nuts chopped off before marriage just to make it really nice and official.
We're not having a prenup.
I would love a prenup.
Really?
Yeah. Big time. I just got a message about my fucking, the guy I go to for my ADHD medication, which didn't do anything, but I guess I should start taking it again or whatever.
Well, you keep forgetting to, so.
Yeah, so it's not fucking working. Bitch. Really awful. Awful to hear myself
Tom's
say.
Tom's on his Freddy Krueger shit.
Bitch.
Bitch.
I've got ADHD, bitch.
What if Freddy Krueger, like, sort of, like, socially transitioned into being a drag queen, and so him saying bitch was, like, nice now?
It was cool. Everyone was like,
but he still
yay.
Said it with the same, like, bitch. But, yeah. Like, everyone was like, yas, Freddy.
I do like that. Also, I want to play around with the Freddy Krueger is a small bean space.
Oh, okay. You know. Oh, Freddy Cruel Girl.
Awesome.
Yep. Really good.
Really great. Okay.
Good and not annoying.
Anyway, I'm excited to go and get these fucking pills that don't do anything.
Great.
More of them so I can do nothing more.
Yeah, that's cool.
And before that, we were talking about getting the stuff glued. Oh, we did also reference...
I think Tom's fallen ill.
No, I haven't.
Very quickly.
You're talking about the person who glued their head to the painting. Uh-huh. And... I was about to say the...
You're getting your nuts waxed.
Well, no, I'm not. I'm getting
oh,
my
no,
fucking,
you're getting them lasered.
I'm getting my shit lasered.
Yeah. Your shit. There's a lot of hair on Tom's turds because he's been licking himself more than
licking
usual.
Licking my pubes.
Yeah.
They said
to you, and I already knew this because I've had my stuff lasered, but they said to you that the white hairs that you didn't know you had aren't going to work with the laser.
Yes. And so my reaction to that was one of pure heartbreak because yeah. I thought I was going to be presented with a clean nutsack.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, I am simply speedrunning, having an old man's balls.
Yes.
So
you're
I'm just
going to have white hairs.
I'm literally getting rid of everything except the white hairs.
Yep. But then you can tweezer them out.
Or not. Yeah. Or not. Let's if you want that them. Refined air. Anyway, so there's that. Also, the thing about the protests, I've seen like a little bit of videos of them.
Mm.
The pace they move at is like glacial.
It's quite dreamlike.
Yeah.
It's because
it feels like you should be in trouble immediately, but
yeah.
It turns out being in trouble is fake because these guys are just like they're walking up to the painting and then spraying the spray adhesive on their hand after they throw the spaghetti at the painting,
yeah,
and then like putting their hand on the wall,
yeah,
and they don't seem hurried or
no.
Yeah, it's really odd.
Yeah, I guess it because if you like ran up to the painting, I suppose it would be like something's afoot.
Yeah.
You know?
I guess that woman's just taking her spaghetti for a walk.
It's important to keep them active.
Hi, I've got my gallery spaghetti. My Ziploc of gallery pasta is coming for a walk with me.
It was just my art pasta.
Mm.
It's just the pasta that I take to the art.
Honestly?
Showing each noodle every painting that you look at.
That sounds really good.
Art pasta?
Me walking around with a big Ziploc of fucking spaghetti bolognese.
Are you thinking like homemade spaghetti or are you thinking like Heinz canned spaghetti?
No, I was thinking homemade.
Okay.
Like leftovers, like that kind of cold pasta that you have in the morning.
Spaghetti or like rigatoni or what?
I was picturing spaghetti, yes.
Okay, good.
Thank you.
You're so smart.
Dipping a spoon into my big, big Ziploc bag.
A spoon?
Yeah.
Tom?
I didn't think it through. Uh-oh.
No, you're uh-huh. really lucky you're pretty. We just start making love on the podcast. That's what the episode turns out to be. Anyway, some cunts glued there. I just wanted to bring it up because, like, do you think they're real?
Yes.
They just seem fake. Cause they're
what
so,
do you mean?
The people are so stupid who are doing it. It just seems like a, what do you call it when they're like, this will be distracting. Like they've hired young-looking people to.
It
like,
seems like a distraction, is what you're saying.
Yeah, it just seems so stupid because the things that they're doing don't make any sense.
It makes sense to me.
Yeah.
It makes sense to me as like a thing that people would have ideas about in terms of like this is something we can do that will start people talking, but also won't turn people against us. Because like they've found that a lot of their shit gets people like I think there's been a lot of shit with Extinction Rebellion in the UK having like I don't know, just the tabloids and shit having very negative press.
Anyway. So
I think it's real. This person glued their head to a painting.
Yeah, so people have been gluing themselves to famous works of art and whatnot.
It is a good bit.
Gluing yourself to something is really funny. The demonstrator the demonstrator with the hand glued to the wall also, which, what are you doing? That's not even on the paint. Did you miss?
I think it's to make them, it's hard to remove them.
Yeah, they're glued.
Yeah. Boy, am I glued.
Boy, am I glued.
Yeah, what happened?
Something we only know about because of DB. Looking at a glued guy.
I knew about glued guy.
You knew about the glued guy before DB said it. Okay, so that's just something that I get to find out now, that you just knew about the glued guy?
I think I did. Yeah. I know about a bunch of freaks.
Why? You need to tell me about everyone you know about.
Okay, I'm sorry. Last night I told you about that one guy that I know about because... That one porn site that does the thing where a bunch of people are like fucking ladies while they're in holes.
Oh, yeah.
And then there's that one video where it's a bunch of guys fucking ladies while they're in holes. And then one guy clearly thinks he's getting sucked off by a lady. But there's like a guy who's made his way into the backstage and is fucking one of the ladies and sucking the guy off.
It's really good because you can tell he's doing it for the passion of it, you know?
He has a completely different build to all the guys that are there. They're all huge. And there's this one skinny cunt.
Yeah.
Who's made his way into the Warrens backstage and is just like, he's sucking the guys off. He's fucking the ladies. It's like a fox in the hen house.
Little cock Dracula back there, sucking off dudes and fucking ladies. Blah. That's the sound he makes when he spits out the cum.
Yeah. Little cock Dracula was a great idea for my costume this Halloween.
Oh, yeah. Because you didn't have to change anything about you.
That's right. I look like Dracula all the time. And the rest, why? It doesn't even bear saying. Anyway.
Anyway, this is a funny thing about it. The demonstrator with the hand glued to the wall also poured a can of red liquid onto the other person's head while it was stuck to the painting.
What?
Why?
What?
What are you doing?
Okay. You just had like a fucking red liquid budget?
I don't know what's... It just...
That's so stupid. That's really funny.
And then it says, how do you feel when you see something beautiful and priceless being apparently destroyed before your eyes? Do you feel outraged? The demonstrator with the hand glued to the wall told people at museum. At museum. Oh, I hope somebody got fired for that flub.
Do you think that maybe they were supposed to put the red on before the head gluing?
Yeah.
Or, but then they were like, oh, that'll actually affect the glue. Mm-hmm. It goes on a dry thing. And they were like, well, why don't we just do it in reverse order? And the person getting the red on their head was like, oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, awesome.
Good. Now I'm red.
Have you seen a photo of the gluing?
No.
Okay, what is the artwork? I'm going to...
It's the girl with the pearl earring.
Okay, I want to see how they glue the head. What do you think? I think it's the side of the head.
I think it... I'm imagining that it's like the forehead.
So they're staring at her?
Yeah, that was what I was imagining. But now that you've said it, yeah, it might not be that.
Okay, looks like it's a bald guy.
Oh, no.
Bald guy with his head glued to the side
of
it.
Well, that's really funny.
It's really good.
What kind of glue do you think they used?
I don't know. We should get some.
Okay.
It's really, the red liquid is only going on the guy.
It's only on him. What are you doing? You're just being mean to your friend.
I guess it's cool to prank your buddy. Anyway, cool.
Well, really, really funny to glue your head to something. Also, the guy, the way that his head was positioned, it looks like the cloth on the girl with the pearl earring is his new ponytail that he's got on his bald head.
It would be really nice to glue my head to something very expensive, I think. I think that would make me feel good.
Yeah.
All right. Great. What a wonderful...
Anyway, the painting wasn't damaged, which is why I'm like, ah!
Because there was like just glass in front of the painting.
Yeah, all these paintings, they're not just there. Like I went and saw the...
So the reason for that is so that they can't be arrested and charged with like millions of dollars of property damage.
Yeah, so then why are they doing it?
Because it gets their fucking message out without and lets people engage in fucking protest activity. This isn't a conversation. This conversation is too smart for A, us to be having it, B, us to be having it on the podcast.
I know, but I'm just saying they're not actually doing anything and it makes them look stupid.
It doesn't make them look stupid to them and the people who are going to hear their message.
People, nobody cares.
It starts a conversation in their head. I don't think it's good.
I think everybody's going to agree with me and I'm going to sound smarter.
Demi, honestly, that is the least surprising thing you've ever said in your fucking life. I think everybody's going to agree with me and I think I'm going to appear smarter. Copy and paste that to any opinion you've ever expressed. What a psycho thing to say.
I just think it's stupid.
I know.
I'm just shocked that people are behaving so stupidly.
How?
Could I don't know.
You be shocked about that.
Now, Tom, what does that mean?
Nothing.
Okay.
Let's go to a break.
All right. Let's go to a break up.
No.
No.
No, don't bring out with me.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
And we're back. I hope you all enjoyed those ads.
I want to take a sip of my coffee, but like we've been running roughshod over this episode and I haven't had a gap to be able to sip my coffee.
Now, maybe that's because, what? I don't know.
What?
It's hard for me to feel safe enough to give you the space to drink your coffee.
Why, stupid?
Now, you're right. I was in the wrong. I'm sorry. I love you. Have some coffee, honey. No, go ahead. Fucking caffeinate yourself up.
Yum, yum, yum.
Maybe it would be nice to go and walk and get a bacon and egg roll after this. What do you think about that?
Ooh, do you want to go to the place where we get the bacon and egg roll?
I do.
All right. Let's walk there and get a bacon and egg roll.
Great.
Can I just have a bite of yours? Because I don't want a full one.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You can have the girlfriend's delight. Which is a single expertly curated bite of the much larger.
Do you think every girlfriend does the curated bite? Also, I'm your fiancé.
Yeah.
But.
I think fiancé's delight is something else. No, yeah.
Girlfriends of the podcast, do you curate your bites of your partner's meals so that you get the perfect amount of every ingredient?
My thinking is yes, because girlfriends are traditionally the smaller of the partnership.
Also, they have to make them.
They have to make their bites count because they get less of them.
They're not always smaller. Don't fucking email us.
Yeah. I know that girlfriends can be, as big as a house.
Ooh, Tom, I just thought of something.
What?
Imagine a huge woman.
Oh. Big lady.
Big lady.
Well, hey, Demi, it's time for a segment.
I wish I could scruff you.
I would feel so happy to be scruffed.
Would you? Do you think you'd feel safe?
Yeah.
So, like, she knows what she's doing.
I feel like that's what people get from being dominated.
That they like, feel safe. Like, they're almost
just
being
completely
looked after
ceding
by,
control,
yeah,
or whatever.
Yeah,
and I feel like I would get it from just being scruffed and then like held in the air with my limbs dangling like
God,
a kitten.
I wish you had loose kitten skin,
dude. For real.
I wish
we have. This is the unrealistic body goals we're setting for men these days.
Sorry, this is the ideal male form.
It's dangleable.
My fiance is dangleable. My kitten skinned fiance is dangleable.
Do you mean Dan Gable?
Yeah, that's his name.
Yeah.
Yep. Completely embarrassed, trying not to cry, agreeing to that. Yes.
Yes. Yep. It's time for a segment, Demi.
Ah.
This is a new segment I'm trying. It's called Nice Thing.
Oh, that's fuck. Okay. Good.
You don't like it?
It's, I, no, babe, it's really good. It's real. Don't do that face at me. Now I want to cry because you look so pathetic.
You don't like it.
No, Tom, I love it. Oh, don't do that.
You don't like my idea.
So a while ago. No, we can't talk about the egg again.
What?
The guy that you gave $2 to and you were like, I hope he writes my name on the egg on TikTok.
Oh, man. That sucked.
It made me want to cry. Tom came to some guy on TikTok who
was
like.
On a TikTok Live and we've talked about this on the podcast before, but just to catch anyone up, you know, every episode is someone's first episode.
Oh God, I hope not.
That is genuinely a chilling thing that I sometimes am reminded of listening to someone else's podcast where they say that. And they're like, they use that as a thing to like reintroduce a segment. And I'm like, we haven't even said our names once. I'm Tom.
What is my name?
Well, it's not Tom. Anyway, there was this TikTok Live of just there was an egg moving, and there was just this pile of eggs down the bottom with like names written on them, and I was like, I'd like my name on an egg. And so I like bought TikTok money for the first time in my life. I spent like $2 and then tipped this guy like $2, and he was speaking in like another language, and I just heard like another language. Tom Walker, thank you. And then I was like, here comes my egg.
No! See, this makes me want to cry.
But there wasn't. He didn't write my name on the egg. And so I was just watching like, where is my egg?
God damn it! It makes me so sad.
And I understood I would. Oh.
I hate loving you. This is what you do to me.
So anyway, nice thing. Okay, not a great segment idea.
No, it's good. No, it's really good. Don't do that.
What about?
No, it's good. It's a really good segment name. I love it. Tom, I love it.
Hey, how about this?
Do you have business over here? Don't approach me.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus, grow up and don't lie down on my fucking phone. I know what you're going to do.
When Norm looks at you and like does that thing where he outstretches a paw and then shakes the paw and it's like, okay, so now it's good?
Now it's better?
Oh, good. Yeah, it didn't have that before.
Oh, it's shook. Great.
Thank God.
Oh, perfect.
You're a stupid piece of
shit.
Don't
touch me with an unshook paw.
Yeah, don't do that. Anyway,
you're really cute, Norm. Pisses me off. Hello, sweetie.
Hello. Just burping quietly into the mic. Little rat. Me? All right. Here's Nice Thing.
I love Nice Thing. It's a really good name for a segment.
Dammy. Here's the Nice Thing for this week. Did you know about the guide horse?
No.
So, the guide
horse.
Is
that a horse that had a guy put on it?
That's
my guide horse. I guide my horse.
Hey, anyone got tips on how to unguide my horse? I've found a small door that I'd dearly like to get my horse and guy on the other side of, but they can't fit through it with the guy on top. I've tried a lot. the guide horse.
Swing him down.
Oh, that is good.
Right. So he's like gooch area. The guy and horse contact point is on the belly of the horse instead.
For me, that's the tongue. I can't get enough of that classic horse taste. So are you licking the back of the horse's head? No. How many times on the podcast recently have we done me getting caught with my tongue on something I shouldn't be licking going, no?
That may, Tom, and this dismays me. That may be an off-podcast bit we've been doing.
No!
Yeah.
No, we did it. Yeah, we did it about the corpse. Anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Janet and Don Burleson are the inventors of this, Demi. Their inspiration was when they were on a horseback ride in New York City, and they realized that their horses would intuitively cross the street when it was safe to do so.
What?
Janet figured that Twinkie, her miniature horse back home, was following her around like a dog already and rode in the back of their minivan. So
The horses' names were Twinkie and Barry. They were a couple.
Interesting. Really interesting, actually. And contains a wink to a gay subculture that I'm sure will be exploding with joy.
Subculture? Where's my dom culture?
So this is a project where they basically were like,
huh? You don't like it?
I was just going to move past it.
I was doing my good bit.
We're just running out of time.
Okay, go on.
So Janet and Don Burleson, Janet, an award-winning horse trainer, realized that there was a gap in the market where a lot of people had seeing eye dogs. For some reason, no one had a seeing eye horse.
They're rather big, Janet.
Well, that can be solved.
No.
Janet figured that Twinkie, her miniature horse back home, would serve that role perfectly.
No.
However, the first time they took Twinkie to the store, Twinkie grabbed a Snickers bar off of a shelf. Twinkie was not an immediate success.
Not living up to Twinkie's name, huh?
No. Actually going off-brand, yeah. Which was a shame. Janet Belson stated that they have evolved as an animal that always seeks out the safest, most direct path to get from point A to point B, and they're always safety conscious.
Tom?
Yes.
Imagine this conversation, right?
Okay.
Ma'am, your horse has taken a Twinkie from the shelf. Okay, well, my horse doesn't have money. So what do you want?
What
do you want me to do about it?
Do you want it to work here for free as a miniature horse?
Do you have some dishes it can wash?
We'd just rather it took a fun size Snickers. It seems it's weird seeing your tiny horse walk around with a full size candy bar.
It's making the horse look even smaller.
One of the first people to use a guide horse was Dan Shaw, a man in his 40s with a deteriorative eye disease. He didn't want a dog, and this was his reasoning that he has stated online, because he had been heartbroken when his pet dog died when he was a child.
But he loves killing horses.
Well, the reason was he loves killing horses, and it feels good to know.
Oh, hey!
No, it's that horses live so much longer than dogs. A miniature pony will live like...
Not all of them. Not 30... if I have anything to say about it.
Yeah, we're actually really bringing that average down, and if my gun gets here, I'll be able to get it right down to parity with a regular dog.
I'm writing the word horse on several bullets.
Getting a death note and just writing horse? Writing a dog's name in my death note, and everyone would be like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Oh.
I want to kill him.
Mm. Mm. What?
What?
Out of dozens of applications, the Belsons selected Shaw to be the first person to receive a guide horse free of charge.
He said, I don't want it. This sounds stupid.
I was kidding. This is, by the way, this is from ABC News, a story that was published in 2020. 2020, Seeing Eye Horses. Awesome. He received the guide horse free of charge. He was beside himself with excitement. And earlier this month, he flew to North Carolina for some preliminary training. The Burlsons met him at the airport.
Wait, are they training him?
Yes, they're meeting because he has to learn how to walk with an assistance animal.
Okay, well, I thought they were smart, so.
Mm. Well, maybe he's not.
Maybe he's stupid.
Maybe you're stupid. And that's why bad things have happened to you.
Oh, my God.
The Belsons met him at the airport with Cuddles, the pony, in tow. Sorry, no. Miniature horse, I should say.
No.
The Cuddles.
No. Hey, no.
Cuddles was wearing little sneakers to keep her from slipping on the airport floor.
I want to smack you on the nose with a newspaper for what you're doing.
Oh, she's everything I thought she'd be. When I first met her, we hit it right off. It was kind of a strange thing, Shaw remembers. It was almost like it was meant to be. It turned into an extraordinary weekend in which Cuddles and Dan went through their paces together, including a visit to a large shopping mall in Raleigh, North Carolina. When I told her to wait, she would wait. And then when I told her to find the button for the elevator, she took me to the elevator and actually stopped in front of the button. One of his last tests was to take Cuddles on a round-trip flight between Raleigh and Atlanta, Georgia.
What? What's horse wrong? On a plane? Horse on a plane.
Cuddles took her place in the bulkhead row and was able to take a nap in spite of the shaky floor of the plane.
No. No.
Isn't that so nice? It's a guide horse. The guide horse can be on the plane. There's nothing in the rules that says a guide horse can't be on the plane.
So they unguide her then before she got on the plane.
Well, the guy was like sitting in a seat.
Ah,
and then
I
she
see.
Was, here is a picture of Cuddles on the plane.
Oh my God!
It is one of the nicest photos I've ever seen in my life.
That's a really small horse.
It is minuscule.
That is the smallest horse I've ever seen.
Yes.
And I've seen like baby horses.
It's genuinely smaller than a
many dogs. Oh
than
my
a
God.
Baby horse.
Oh my God. Oh my God. He's got his little shoes on.
Yes. That's Cuddles the miniature horse.
Jesus Christ.
Cuddles will be only 2 years old when she's expected to join him for good sometime in June. In the meantime, there is one more thing Shaw wants to build. I'm going to build her a little barn with a little corral of her own, because I don't really feel you should take away what she really is, and that's a horse. Isn't that just lovely?
That's so nice.
Isn't it? I'm really glad you enjoyed it, baby.
That's so nice.
It's so nice. Cuddles is doing great. Still there. There is Cuddles making her way off of an escalator.
Oh, my God.
A helpful seeing guy horse. Now, I will say, this is in contrast
She's
to...
She's incredibly racist.
Constantly biting at anyone who's not white.
Just biting POCs constantly.
I will say this is in contrast to the United Kingdom, where in the UK, Digby was the Britain's first guide horse, who then underwent a height growth spurt, which proved too tall for its handler's office.
That's really funny.
It grew to 33 inches, which is 0.84 meters. And it
Wait, no.
Oh, sorry, 0.84 meters. I'm so sorry. 33 inches, 0.84 meters.
So, that's not even like 1 meter.
That's right.
Thank you.
That's okay. It had also become, and then this is in quotation marks, awkward, knocking items off supermarket shelves.
What did they do with it after that?
Well, apparently it was allocated to an Office of National Statistics worker in London who believed it would not be too tall for her and it would be suitable for her to take on the underground to work. So there could potentially be someone with a guide horse taking the London Underground to work every day.
Hey, Tom.
Yes, Demi.
I don't like thinking of a horse underground.
No, I don't like that either.
I don't like thinking about that.
I like, as soon as you put a roof over a horse, I start to worry.
Yes.
Maybe a stable, that's okay.
Yeah.
If it's a stable,
maybe.
You are able to put a roof over it. But... anything else? I don't like that idea. I don't like the idea of a horse being many meters underground in the dark.
Oh, God, Tom, that's so bad. Don't even say that.
Would you like to hear some of the benefits of a guide horse? This is from the Guide Horse official website.
Yes.
Better acceptance.
What?
Many guide dog users report problems getting access to public places because their dog is perceived as a pet. Most people do not associate a horse as a pet. And guide horse users report that they are immediately recognized as a working service animal.
No, they can't be. They're not.
There's no way.
There's no way.
Every conversation has to have the part where you reassure people that guide horses are a thing. So a lot of this site...
Or they're going to be like, hey, your dog is really ugly.
Hey, can I let this blind guy in with his sick dog? I would immediately think that someone has... I guess a miniature horse is cheaper than a Labrador to give this man?
Yeah.
Calm nature. Trained horses are extremely calm in chaotic situations. What? Cavalry horses have proven that horses can remain calm even in the extreme heat of battle.
Okay, well, horses get spooked. That's one thing that I know about horses.
Well, not these ones is pretty much their reaction to that. Great memory. Horses possess... phenomenal memories.
Prove that. Prove it now.
A horse will naturally remember a dangerous situation decades after the occurrence.
And it won't get scared. It won't get spooked. You're saying that the horse knows about danger and it has no fear.
A horse remembers every bad thing that's ever happened to it.
Yay!
And where it happened. But it will be completely fine. Focused demeanor. Trained horses are very focused on their work and are not easily distracted. Horses are not addicted to human attention and normally do not get excited when petted or groomed. So that's a real shot across. That's a shot across the bow at the guide dog community.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
who have those stupid little idiots who are addicted to our attention.
Yeah, losers.
High stamina, hearty and robust. A properly conditioned guide horse can easily travel many miles in a single outing.
High stamina, low horse.
That's right.
Little.
However, that should be contrasted with other information that's available on the site that says you should always budget your time so that there is The horse will need to go to the toilet every 4 hours. So you need to make sure that you aren't somewhere that there's not like a 4 hour window where it would be bad for the horse to shit.
Okay. Now that's an issue. Mm. I'll say that. However, horses, at least police horses, which are the main horses that I've seen.
Yes.
Don't seem to be governed by the same rules as dogs. Even dogs with jobs get their turds picked up after them.
Yeah. A horse's
not
turd,
horses.
That is no one's responsibility.
Many a parade has been ruined by the horse's turds.
Well, here it says that part
Tell
of
me
the-
I'm wrong.
But here it says that part of the good part of having a guide horse is that they're very clean and can be housebroken. Horses do not get fleas.
Yeah,
and
housebroken, horse too big. Horse too big and
how
fast.
Small your house, my miniature horse, break it. Stamping through my dollhouse. No, no.
No, no.
My miniature house, my miniature horse. Horses are not addicted to human affection and will stand quietly when on duty. Again, with this... But yeah, the idea of a little guide horse standing quietly is really... Oh.
Yeah. Well, I can't imagine it standing loudly. You know?
Hey!
Standing completely still, though.
Now, also, the website has a miniature horse news section.
Nah.
Which is... I had the exact opposite reaction. My reaction was, yes, oh. I would love to hear the latest in miniature horse news.
No, I want to hear about it. I don't think it should be real, though.
Well, lucky you, in a way, because every one of the headlines featured in this section is broken.
Yes, these are real.
Well, no, they're all broken. They're what? All... So the miniature horse news section on this website is a collection of headlines that are hyperlinked, and then you click them and it brings you to, I don't know who set up the website, but it brings you to that website with the headline as the URL and it's a 404. So they did not externally link. Oh, cool. Demi's alarm. What does it say? Turn that off. What's it say?
I have to do jobs today.
Okay.
Do you want to know what it said?
Yes.
It said, the word humongous has gone out of fashion.
I mean, you're right.
People don't say it much anymore.
No. Not much call to with how small the horses are getting. Anyway, I thought I'd take you for a tour of some of these headlines.
Okay.
Which again... I've clicked on a bunch of them. Maybe five still link to articles that exist on the website.
Okay.
I do not understand what has happened. Anyway, here are some of the headlines which I think you'll enjoy. A tiny horse with big city cool. Horse-friendly hotels in New York City.
Oh, God.
Meet Bluebell the dwarf.
Ah!
Guide horse travels on cruise ship. Seeing eye dog pees on court. Delays NBA basketball game.
Fuck these dogs.
I hate seeing eye dogs. to be fair, that guy shouldn't have been playing in the league.
No.
Ohio seeing eye dog hit and killed by car. So
get a horse instead.
Wouldn't have happened with a horse, you see. My miniature horse would have easily parried the attack. Putt-putt is sick. Brought back to town in violation of court order.
What?
Putt-putt the mini horse loses zoning variance.
No idea.
New blood test may save lives of thousands of mini ponies every year.
Yay!
And miniature horses may now fly in passenger aircraft cabin.
As long as the flight is shorter than 4 hours.
Yeah, it has to be domestic. It is so crazy. Can you imagine getting on your flight and seeing a miniature horse just in the bulkhead?
I would be so sure that there's no way that God would let that plane crash.
Yes.
More than a baby being on board, you know?
Oh. Oh, securing a mask on my little horse. Anyway, that's
a meal.
Oh my god, they're coming around with a little tray with some steaming hot hay on it. It's so nice.
It's a very small horse.
Yeah, it is a really small horse.
Anyway, though, like with the whole thing about like horses live longer.
Yes.
If it's a horse that's the size of a dog, it makes me think that it like goes by dog rules.
You might be onto something, Demi.
I don't know.
Trying to humor you. No, I think
maybe, Demi.
Maybe. No, a miniature horse will live approximately same as a regular horse. It's a weird
thing. And how long
thing.
Is that, Tom?
30 to 40 years.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out whether he was just saying that with confidence or whether he actually knew.
Well, I know how long the miniature horses are projected to live, which is 30 to 40 years. That's hey, their, that's
that
their major
up?
Thing.
Imagine looking at a horse that size and being like, you're 40.
Oh my God.
Isn't that fucked?
It would be so fucking insane to see a miniature horse in its 30s.
That's really fucked.
And be like, wow, you're really coming into your own.
Ugh.
Oh, anyway, oof. That's a nice thing.
That's a nice thing. I really like it.
It's really good, right? This little horse is having such a good effect on this wonderful man's life.
Little sneakers on it.
Yeah, it's really nice.
He can't see how cute the horse is though, so.
Well, I'm going to upload the pictures.
Yeah, but the guy
the
can't.
Episode.
Yeah, but the guy.
Yeah, but he can touch it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Something in my eye. Oh no, karma. Instant. Something nasty about a blind man and I immediately got something in my eye.
All right. Hey, that's been
the end
episode.
Of the episode.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the end of the episode.
Gone. Bye-bye.
Hey, thanks for listening to Big Soft Titty.png. Check out the Patreon for more episodes. Patreon.com/BigSoftTitty. Demi, you are fucking trying to touch your brain.
I
holy
had to pick
shit.
My nose. There was a big booger that was annoying my nose.
Yeah, my God.
Okay.
I swear.
Do you want to fucking chill?
Three knuckles disappeared up there. Wow.
Three?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, there's three.
Demi's looking at her finger for the first time. All right.
Bye.
Thanks for listening. Bye. Check out the Patreon. Bye.
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 Bye. The little horse is so nice.